compare in the weeks later as people started to read it.
Other authors warned me of this, which is that a book release day does not feel the same as like television release day or something else more eventful because it takes a long time to read a book. And many people are like, oh, I want to read that book, but they're not going to read it for like a year from now, right? And rarely do you put out a book and that night everyone's like, I read it and I loved it. You know what I mean? They would have spent all day reading the book. So there's a bit of a silence on the book release day and week, except we filled it with book tour stuff and a big book launch. So it was just really fun and joyful and amazing. I mean, I was launching with like Jon Stewart in New York City, like on the book release day. So that stuff was incredible. But the actual like reception to the book, to process that, took like months.
And a big part of your career before you became a published author, you've been a writer forever. So journaling, you kept journals?
Yeah. Yeah. Freelance journal from 7 years old to 21 years old.
Yeah, so culling through all those journals, you also are a acclaimed TV writer, Emmy nominated, worked with Jon Stewart, Girls 5 Eva, Bless This Mess. So compare the process of writing for television compared to writing a book, because you also do some personal writings in television and obviously comedy. But what is the satisfaction with both, and what is the biggest pain point with both?
The satisfaction with both is entirely different. The satisfaction, at least in my specific work, is really seeing an incredible joke hit, seeing these fictional elements really affect a person. For me, though, it's always comedy. So I'm always, it's like, oh my God, that episode was really funny, or really, I don't write drama. Whereas the memoir is so dramatic, even though I was trying to keep it funny, the fulfillment was really more internal. It was so fulfilling for me to put that out, and so fulfilling to receive deeply, deeply personal responses. I never get a message being like, Girls 5 Eva, like, deeply spoke to me in my childhood, and now I'm writing my own Girls 5 Eva, and now I've gone to therapy and all this stuff. But I do get those messages about the book. And I will also say, with the book, the notes process is so much better. It's kind of a stunning, beautiful process if you have a great editor, because just the writing is getting better and better and clearer, whereas in television and film, oftentimes the writing is getting worse and worse and worse as a bunch of people give notes that sometimes it makes it better, sometimes it makes it worse. Whereas with the book, it was just two cooks in the kitchen, you know, and it was mostly me.
What about the pressure with both? With TV, you might be on a weekly, or I don't know how tight of the deadlines are, but book, you might know a year in advance, but there's many deadlines throughout the way, right? Did one have more pressure?
Did one have more pressure? Maybe the book, because television has such a giant system built around it, and, you know, 100 people could be involved in that set and that process. Like, the machine is moving, and should you fall down, someone else is going to take your spot. Someone in either a kind way or a get out of my way. Like, it's going to continue. It's going to make it. Whereas the book, there is no book if I do not finish the book. You know, and especially I was doing both at the same time a lot. So it was really like, how do I get, you know, this episode to air and in the ways that make it great with all my coworkers and feel really fulfilled by it. And then at night, go home and write a memoir.
It was my favorite book of last year.
That's huge, because you are such a big reader. That means a lot.
Gosh, I have it right next to Casey Wilson and Betty Gilpin, which episode we recorded.
Honored to so be good. Next to those women. Okay, this feels like a good time to take a quick break. Okay, let's dive back into the episode.
Also, pre-book, you launched your podcast a few years ago, which I am a huge fan of, a Patreon subscriber, originally called Celebrity Book Club with Chelsea Devantes, and now Glamorous Trash. Can you talk in general about the evolution of that show? Because there's been a lot of add-ons, and you went independent a couple years ago. What does that show mean to you right now compared to when you started?
I think the success of the show is really fascinating, because I saw it in my head as this personal side project versus seeing it as a brand or successful podcast. I think that is both what makes it special and successful, and the quality that's held it back in any ways it's been held back is that same thing of seeing it as like a personal side project versus seeing it as